Ted Cruz, Ben Carson signed letter condemning fanatical Yale law disruptors. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 29, 2022. Prominent figures such as Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, Dr. Ben Carson, and clinical psychologist Jordan Peterson are among approximately 1,400 signatories to a letter sent to Yale Law School condemning the woke mob of fanatical students who shouted down and intimidated a panel discussing free speech last month that featured the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. Our nation desperately needs the next generation of attorneys, legislators, judges, and Supreme Court justices to be marked by the character and values that undergird the American legal profession and a free society, the letter reads. These include, at the very least, respect for the right to freedom of speech, a commitment to living peacefully with one another despite differences, and esteem for truly open dialogue and debate. The letter, which was sponsored by the Philadelphia Statement, adds. The letter was signed by approximately 1,400 people, including 24 state attorneys general, 9 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, 2 U.S. senators, and 5 governors. The letter addresses the deeply disturbing incident that took place on Yale Law School's campus on March 10, when nearly 120 woke law students shouted down a bipartisan panel about civil liberties, resulting in a speaker from Alliance Defending Freedom having to be escorted out of the building by police. One of America's best and brightest future Ivy League graduates even screeched at the ADF representative, "I will literally fight you, bitch." The students engaged in physical intimidation and menacing behavior that has no place anywhere, let alone in a classroom at Yale Law School, the letter reads. Their shameful conduct disrupted nearby classes, exams, and faculty meetings as well, the letter added. It has been reported that some of these unruly students grabbed and jostled Federalist Society members in the hallways. The letter goes on to call out the university's response to the incident, in which Yale Law School Dean Heather Gerken said the disruption did not violate the school's free speech policy. Yale knows perfectly well that neither the panelists, nor the moderator, a Yale professor, were able to speak freely, the letter asserted. Yale's statement in response to these media reports defended the student disruptors and grossly downplayed the chaos they wrought, the letter added. Paradoxically, the statement also cites the university's supposed bedrock commitment to free speech. Last month, a D.C. circuit judge also reacted to the law student's hysterical shoutdown, urging his colleagues to carefully consider whether the students involved in the incident should be disqualified from potential clerkships. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.